This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren. Our topic today is religious violence. Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American. Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American as we begin looking at religious violence. We'll be looking at specifically a contrast between Christianity and Islam. And these words are offered up to us by Alan Webster. Religion in general must plead guilty to the accusation of violence. Nowadays, hardly a week passes without a religiously motivated beheading or mass killing. History is filled with examples from all corners of the world and religions of the various people groupings. Is Christianity to be lumped into that group? Many quickly affirm so. A few have marched under a false flag and committed violent acts under Christ's name. The Catholic Inquisitions and the Crusades come to mind, yet they never did so at Christ's command. And they will face his judgment on the judgment day for committing such bloodshed and destruction under the banner of the peaceful cross. Matthew 25:31-33. The Inquisition tribunal established by Pope Gregory the Ninth in 1232 for the suppression of heresy was active chiefly in northern Italy and southern France, becoming notorious for the use of torture. In 1542, the Papal Inquisition was reestablished to combat Protestantism, eventually becoming an organ of papal government. These occurred more than a millennium too late to be Christian. In fact, the New Testament foresaw this falling away from the truth in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 3. This departure began in the 3rd century and culminated in the Roman Church by the 600s. Others point to racism in the South in the 1960s and abortion clinic bombings mostly in the 1980s and 1990s as examples of Christian violence. Christians have quickly disavowed and utterly condemned such abuse of the Savior's name. One certainly would never see tens of thousands of Christians dancing in the streets when an abortion doctor is killed the way streets in the Middle East filled with revelers after 9/11. Matt Walsh observed, "Progressives are desperate to prove that Christianity is just as violent as Islam, that they frequently cite the murder of abortion doctors as an example. Only none of those attacks were carried out in the name of Jesus. As far as I'm aware of, none of the murderers shouted 'Praise be to Christ' when they pulled the trigger. And how many incidents are we even talking about here? I'll tell you," he says, "8. 8 abortionists and abortion clinics abortion clinic workers have been killed in the U.S. in the past 40 years. It's happened once in the last decade and a half." When considering violence among religions, a better comparison is made between early Islam during and just after Muhammad and early Christianity during Christ's life and soon after his resurrection. And that's what we'll be looking at next time. I hope you'll join me as we continue looking at religious violence. Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American.